Good morning and welcome to a special live from Studio B session on Morning Classics here on Montana Public Radio. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined by three musicians who will be playing live for us this morning here at our Studio B for a wonderful session. I have two cellists, Fern Glass Boyd and Theodore Buchholz, are here. Fern is on the faculty of the University of Montana Music Department, plays with the Missoula Symphony Orchestra, artistic director, and also with the String Orchestra of the Rockies. And Theodore Buchholz, the guest, is a cello professor and head of strings at University of Arizona in Tucson. And joining as well is Christopher Hahn from the piano faculty at the University of Montana, also a member of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. Welcome to all of you, first of all.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Well, this is part of a kind of an ongoing thing that the University of Montana does, and it's an ongoing series of faculty and guest artist recitals that happen regularly on campus as part of the academic year. And we're lucky enough to have you just performed yesterday, and here you are, be able to do some excerpts of the recital here on the radio.
Thrilled to be here. Absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting. I guess faculty and guest, it's either faculty or guest in the past. And so I guess now we're finally blending the two and doing and guest. So we have both parts of that fulfilled. So it's great. It's been wonderful having Ted here. He's been a blast.
I tell you, it's been an honor for me to be up here in Missoula playing with wonderful artists such as Christopher and Fern. And they've made me feel at home, and the music is such a joy to make with them.
He's so nice.
He doesn't want him to leave.
I know.
I think we're going to keep him here.
Stay, Ted.
Well,
right,
we'll have some time to certainly chat a little bit more, and let's jump into some music. You're going to begin with some music of Rachmaninoff for us.
Yes, we'll start this off with the Vocalese, the beautiful poetic Vocalese by Rachmaninoff. And it comes from this tradition of songs without words, and the idea is that through music we can tell a greater story than perhaps even a novel or a poem. So Rachmaninoff's Vocalese.
Fern Glass Boyd, cello, Theodore Buchholz, cello, and Christopher Hahn at the keyboard.
Thank you.
You're listening to live music here at Montana Public Radio. The Vocalese for cello and piano, Opus 34, music of Sergei Rachmaninoff. That was Theodor Buchholz, cellist, along with Christopher Hahn, piano, here at Montana Public Radio. Fern Glass here as well. And a great opportunity with these partnerships with other universities and other faculty to share music and to really bring someone new and, I guess, another perspective into the students at the University of Montana as well,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the Faculty Guest Artist Series, Michael, is so well named because it's a combination of really the best forces brought together. We have such a talented faculty here. We're so blessed to have such great musicians and artists and writers in this community. And when we can couple that with people from the outside, it just brings everything to a whole new light, a whole new level, I believe. It's inspiring for me to have Ted here and exchanging ideas, you know, playing together, hearing him play, hearing him work with my students. It's just such a gift to do this, and I just think it's the best of both worlds. I mean, it's wonderful to have such great faculty, but then when we can bring in guest artists, it's even better.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the next piece that you get to perform for us here. We'll hear a movement now from the Sonata in A Minor for Cello and Piano, Opus 36, music of Edvard Grieg. A big work, and certainly well-known, I think, in the cello repertoire. maybe something about, I like to think about, this is one of those pieces, I suppose they all could be argued this way, but is just amazing to hear live. And to hear performed in a room, in this case, on your radio, right?
Well, exactly. I think that live performance will never be replaced by recorded performance, though the recording industry has, of course, just developed to such a high degree. But I think, you know, some of the great recordings from the past were live performances. They just took them right off of concert, you know, bills. And the great artists like Heifetz and Piatigorsky would often just release a live recording, a live performance as, you know, the recorded work of that piece. And there's just nothing quite like the spontaneity, I think, of live performance. I think you're really right about that. This particular piece is one of the rare pieces that Grieg wrote for the cello. In fact, he mostly wrote orchestral works and works for the piano. Chris, you know, has, I'm sure, he knows Grieg very well as a pianist. Mm-hmm. But this is the only work Grieg wrote for the cello, actually. He never wrote a concerto. He never wrote really much chamber music either. There's a beautiful piano trio, actually, too. Mm-hmm. But there's just this cello sonata for cellists. I did a little reading about it. Apparently, Grieg's brother was a cellist. And so there you go. Mendelssohn had a brother who was a cellist, too, and we have two beautiful cello sonatas thanks to that. So let's hear it for multiple, you know, kids in the family.
That's right.
It's great.
And one of them playing cello, for
sure. Exactly, right? Because we get some great repertoire out of it.
All right. Well, let's hear now the first movement. This is from the Sonata in A Minor for Cello and Piano, Opus 36, music of Edvard Grieg, Fern Glass-Boyd cello, Christopher Hahn at the keyboard. This is a live session here at Studio B at Montana Public Radio.
Thank you.
members of the University of Montana Music School faculty performing there. That was Fern Glass Boyd, cellist, with Christopher Hahn at the keyboard. This is a live session at Montana Public Radio. That was the first movement of the Sonata in A Minor for Cello and Piano, Opus 36 by Edvard Grieg. How lovely to hear you play in this room. Wonderful.
It's great Thanks. To be here.
And to hear you play our piano here at Montana Public Radio.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
It's lovely. Our special guest is Theodore Buchholz, who's from the University of Arizona. And I read in your bio information that you certainly have a passion and act as a teacher in many different capacities. You also perform quite a bit, have some concerts coming up both abroad and around the country, and traveling on to perform at Lincoln Center a little later on, and some other things like that, Missoula and then Lincoln Center.
I'm fortunate to get to play a lot, and I love that very much. I tell my students that performing is wonderful. It's incredible to offer what you hear through your instrument to audiences. But then I also say the most meaningful experiences in life are sharing what you love doing through teaching. And certainly for me, that's been the most valuable way that I can spend my time.
That sounds wonderful. You're going to play the next piece. Would you like to talk a little bit about this wonderful work by Arvo Pärt?
Yes, we'd like to play for you Arvo Pärt's Spiegel im Spiegel. And that translates to mirror within a mirror. And it's that effect that we all know when you place or face two mirrors at each other. They create this timeless, endless loop reflecting each other, ever smaller each time. It's this beautiful piece. What I find fascinating about this piece is Pärt wrote this with the most minimal of ingredients. It's like baking a cake with only flour. But through this, he created the most beautiful piece of music that I can think of.
Music of Arvo Pärt, performed live at Montana Public Radio.
Thank you.
music of Arvo Pärt, Spiegel im Spiegel, performed live here in our studio at Montana Public Radio by Theodor Buchholz, cellist, along with Christopher Hahn at the keyboard. It's a live session on Montana Public Radio. I'm Michael Marsalek. So glad to have you playing for us today, the three of you.
Thank you.
Up next, some double cello pieces. Who wants to maybe mention the next one?
I will.
Okay.
That's my idea. Yeah. You just can't have a cello recital without having a cello duet, right? So we chose this wonderful duet by Kummer, Friedrich August Kummer, a 19th century cellist who was a fine teacher, very famous as a pedagogue, actually. And he wrote lots and lots of music for his students and probably for himself, too, and his buddies. And this is just a very charming duet, one of the later opuses. Kids, you know, high school kids, you know, grow up playing these duets, but these later opuses have a little bit more something, a little more spice to them. And so we're going to play the last movement of his later duet. This is a bolero, and it's marked allegro, fast and lively. And it's just got a lot of kind of Spanish flair there going through it. Not sure how Kummer had Spanish flair, but he managed to do it in this particular movement.
Thank you.
That was the third movement of the duo for two cellos, Opus 103, music by Friedrich August Kummer. Fern Glass Boyd and Theodore Buchholz, the cellists, performing live here at Montana Public Radio. Well, wrapping up our live session of Morning Classics, we have time for one more short piece to hear today. It's so fabulous having the three of you here in our studios today. And this is a piece that you arranged for two cellos and piano, Fern, yes?
I did arrange it. It's the famous duet from Delibes' Lakmé, his great opera. It's the Flower Song duet, and it's a great duet sung by, oh, I can't remember their names, Malika and somebody else, the soprano and the mezzo.
Lakmé, I believe.
Well, probably Lakmé, yeah. There you go. And they're sitting in a meadow, and they're just talking about the beautiful pastoral scenery. It's just one of the most beautiful duets. And I was inspired to do it for two cellos. And, of course, joining us is the great Chris Hahn on piano.
The Flower Song Duet.
Thank you.
Wonderful. That was the Flower Song Duet, arranged for two cellos and piano by Fern Glass Boyd. Our cellists for today's live session were Theodore Buchholz, who is from the University of Arizona in Tucson and a performer around the country and teacher. Also, Fern Glass Boyd from the University of Montana, also with the String Orchestra of the Rockies and the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. At the piano today, Christopher Hahn from the piano faculty at the university, also with the Missoula Symphony. Thank you so much for being here for this special live session.
It was so great to be here. Thank you so much for having us. And a special shout out. Hi, Tom Cook. Have fun today.
Well, thank you again. I'm Michael Marsalek. You've been listening to a special live morning classics live from Studio B at Montana Public Radio. Thanks for listening.